Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Happy Thanksgiving, dear friend, and welcome to this Thanksgiving Day Sounds of Faith. I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here, and we're hoping and praying that you have the best of Thanksgiving Day. I pray that the turkey will be just right. I pray that the dressing or the stuffing will be just right. I pray that all that will be just right, but I pray that our attitude will be just right. And I'm praying that we're in the Thanksgiving spirit. And you say, well, I guess I have to be. It's Thanksgiving. Well, you know, we don't have to be, but it sure does pay to be with a grateful attitude. And boy, I'm telling you what, today I'm excited about today. And I hope that you are have time with your family, and I pray that you'll have a time that's between you and God where you just tell him thank you for all that he's done, all that he is. And I pray that we're going to play a song. Every song we've got today has got something to do with being thankful, maybe something that we're thankful for, or maybe just encouraging us to be thankful. And we'll get right into it. Here is a good one from, I think it's Brother Gene and the Girls. It says, I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. I like it.
I just want to thank you, just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, what better day to thank the Lord than today? Amen. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. Amen. We will be having services this coming Lord's Day at 10 o'clock. We'll begin our Sunday school time, and then 11 o'clock, our worship begins. And then 6 o'clock in the evening service, and then our midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith Baptist Church, located simply on the corner of 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles going towards South Carolina. You'll come to a crossroads there at the intersection of Highway 180, which is South Post Road there on the left, and the Mount Sinai Church Road on the right there at the crossroads. Right there on the corner on the left. If you're coming up from Gaffney area, just come into North Carolina. Once you cross the state line, we're about 2.2 miles up on the right coming from South Carolina. Come on by. Pay us a visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, here's a good song. This goes back a ways. Amen. I'm even singing on this, and that tells you how far it goes back. Amen. This is Vintage Faith. Vintage Faith singing. I thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Oh, you've gotten, hey, maybe the turkey didn't make it. Maybe it's burnt. Maybe whatever didn't come through. Maybe so-and-so couldn't make it after all to your gathering. Oh, if you're saved, that's all that really matters. You can thank him for that.
Lord, I'm thankful for each blessing that you've given to me. For the clothes on my back, for my home and family. All the mercy that you've given, I'm unworthy, I know. So today I want to thank you for saving my soul.
Lord, you came when things looked hopeless. Lord, you came and rescued me from the chains of sin that bound me. Lord, you came and set me free. Took a man so undeserving and washed him whiter than snow. So today I want to thank you for saving my soul.
As you hung there on that cross at Mount Calvary that day, you were paying the debt that only you could have paid. No greater gift could man have gotten, no greater love could one show. So today I want to thank you for saving my soul.
Lord, you came when things looked hopeless. Lord, you came and rescued me from the chains of sin that bound me. Lord, you came and set me free. You took a man so undeserving and washed him whiter than snow. So today I want to thank you for saving my soul.
took a man so undeserving and washed him whiter than snow. So today I want to thank you for saving my soul.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. That's vintage faith. Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. All right. Well, I tell you what, this is Thanksgiving Day. Amen. So we're going to look at another thought of something that we're thankful for. In the Word of God, the Bible gives us several things. We've already talked about the being thankful for God's works, for God's holiness, for God's presence. What about for God's healing? Some of you listening today, this time last year, it was a question mark if you were going to be here because of some health issue or whatever. And thank God for physical healing. I believe in divine healing. I just know that some man's not the healer. God is. Amen. But Luke says it like this, giving thanks for God's help and his healing. Okay? He says in Luke chapter 17, verse 15 and 16, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, we talked about this last week, yesterday, one that saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face, at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Oh, listen, God may not have touched you physically like he did that leper that day, or like he's done so many others physically. Maybe you've not had that situation to arise, and for that, be thankful as well. But every one of us has been touched spiritually. Oh, thank God for that healing touch. Oh, that took an old sinner and made him a saint. Oh, praise God for the glory, help, and healing of our Lord. Give him thanks today as we usher in prayer time. Spend some time just saying thank you, Lord, here on this Thanksgiving Day. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee, asking for forgiveness of our sin. Thank You for forgiveness. Lord, where do we begin? Where does the list begin of things that we're thankful for? The songwriter says to count our many blessings and name them one by one. But where do we start? Well, there are so many things that we are thankful for today. Let's start with our spiritual life. Let's start with the salvation that you've given to us and made available to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. And that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for supply. Now, there's never been a time when God's people have been begging for bread. You've always met our need. For that, we're thankful. God, we're thankful for security in the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't do anything to get saved. I'm not going to do anything to stay saved. I can't do anything to be unsaved. Thank you, Father, for security. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. God, you've been good to us. And this Thanksgiving Day, we thank you for the good food. God, for our family and friends. Thank you for the Sounds of Faith broadcast. Thank you for WWOL and for our city. Thank you for WKJV and WKJW there in the Black Mountain, Asheville, North Carolina area. Thank you for the good folks there at the Just Jesus radio app. And thank you, God, for Brother Weaver and others here in the church family that help us with the church webpage. Thank you for all of them. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we could just go on and on and on and on, thanking God for people, thanking Him for provisions, and thanking Him for His power. Oh, my goodness, we could just go on. But our time will not allow today. But I encourage you to spend, not just today, but even when you get into this Christmas spirit, some of you already are, amen, but when you get into that Christmas spirit, remember what we got to be thankful for, amen? Amen. Well, let's see here. This is tradition. I'm going to sing a song about thanks. I hope you enjoy this one. Thank you. Well, my time's about gone, but let's hear this one here. Thank God for what He took from me. Sounds of Faith with Miss Dana Weaver singing. Thank you, Lord, for what You took from me.
Lord, I've come today to thank You, but not for things I've ever mentioned here before. Not for blessings You have given, or the joys You promised are in store. So as I bow before You, give me the words to express my deepest thanks. Not for what you've given. Thanks for what you took from me. Father, please forgive me for all the times I failed to mention this before. I've been so concerned with treasures, I went so far as to even ask for more. Precious is not the things you've given me today. Amen. For their worth to me is nothing when compared to what you Amen. Took away. You took my guilt and shame and all my sinful blame became.
We thank him for what he's given us, but I also thank him for what he's took from me. Amen. Praise God. Great song there from Miss Dana Weaver and the Sounds of Faith Quartet helping her out with that. Amen. Well, let's look in the book of 1 Thessalonians today and give you a couple of thoughts here. My time is just about gone. The songs I picked, when you pick three or four longer songs, and it takes up your time, but I don't apologize for those good Thanksgiving reminders. Amen. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, I want to draw your attention to verse number 16, 17, and 18. The Bible says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Been preaching this week on keeping the gratitude attitude, or keeping a thankful heart. We do that by getting in a daily habit of being thanks, having a spirit of thanksgiving every day of the year. And of course, regular worship and church attendance enhances our thankfulness. It reinforces that. And expressing gratitude to others, that does, yeah. And but simply like yesterday, refusing to grumble, just refusing to grumble or to complain. Amen. But today I want you to notice, hey, it's very simple. It's very simple. And you know, a good way just to keep a grateful heart and a an attitude of gratitude is just remember that everything is a gift. Everything we have is a gift from God. All good things, the Bible says, cometh down from the Father above. Amen. Listen to me. Everything that you have today, every morsel of food, every dollar in the bank, every air in and out of your lungs, they're gifts. And if we will remember that God gives us these gifts, then I believe if we, we live in what we would call an entitled society. People, they're entitled. They expect it. They think they deserve it. Listen to me very carefully. That's not going to be conducive to a thankful heart. I tell you what helps me out is realize, hey, I realize I don't deserve nothing. I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve any kind of help from God. Oh, but he gives it to me because I'm his child. And remembering that everything that we have is a gift will keep us thankful. You know, our life, think about it. Your life, my life, and all that is in it has been a gift from God. The Bible even says that our salvation is a gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's a gift. We receive the gift. You receive a gift. We're going to be participating in that very shortly as we usher in the holiday of Christmas. There'll be gifts given. There'll be gifts received. But a gift is not a gift unless you receive it. We receive the gift of love. It has become even more precious as we share it and give our love in return. Listen to me very, very carefully. This is not rocket science. This is not college physics. This is simple Bible truth. Everything that I am, everything that I have, everything that I hope to be, everything that I may be praying for, it's all a gift of God. That bounty that you've had before you today, depending on when you're hearing the broadcast, you may have already eaten it. You may be getting ready to sit down to it. That's a gift. Oh, you say, I worked for that. I worked for it. Well, yeah. But who do you think gave you the strength to get up out of that bed, sir, and go to that job? Ma'am, who do you think gave you that strength to put that stuff together today? Oh, it's from God. God is so good. Oh, and great is his mercies to us every day. They're brand new every day. Every day. So listen to me very carefully. I'm done today. The time's gone. We'll be back with you tomorrow, but listen to me. Don't let the sun set today. Don't let your head hit that pillow and doze off today without returning thanks to God for all things. For all things. God bless you. Have a great holiday today and happy Thanksgiving.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.